Shir Lamed Vav, Yom Beis, Parshas Chukas.
Son, the Gemara that the Gemara said as Aloch el Moshe Misina Eshtaim ki ilchoso v'shlishis afilu tefach. And Rove came and he said that this tefach. That this tefach, you have to have with the tzura sapesach, was tvil shaynes and rove via zei, of a tzricho tzura sapesach, that it only works with tzura sapesach, other the niteres nami b'tzura sapesach, it's two choices, of a tzricho nami tzura sapesach. So all the Einon Iteres Elo B'tzura Sapesach Inami B'tzura Sapesach V'tzrich Onami B'tzura Sapesach. These were the three L'shoynes of Rove. These were the three L'shoynes of Rove of the Tzura Sapesach. And the Shaila is, we mentioned yesterday from the Briskerov, there's been two Shailas in the Sugi. One Shaila is, what is this Tzura Sapesach that Rove was mechadesh, and he added to the Aloch Elamish Misinei, the Shlish is Tefach, that you need a Tzura Sapesach. From where it came? Mechateise. But more from that, the Ran stelt from the Sugye, the Tzura Sapesach is not Machshir in a Sugye. The Ran stelt from the Sugye, the Tzura Sapesach does not work in a Sugye. Why? Because in Sukkah you need mechitzas anikoris, and Tzura Sapesach is not mechitzas anikoris. The good asik doesn't help. So Tzura Sapesach, it helps in Shabbos, it helps in Klaim, it doesn't help in a Sukkah. Because if it would help, so what do you need a tefach bichlal? So the Ran was maimi that Tzura Sapesach does not work in a Sukkah. So the Pella is, mimanefshach, why I need a Tzura Sapesach? And if I need, so what it helps? Ari Tzura Sapesach does not work in a sukkah. So I need it. Why I need it? And if I need it, it's loch gonish. Ari in a sukkah it doesn't work. So I add zero to the sukkah. It doesn't work. So it's a gonish. Why I need it? And if I need it, what it does? Ari Tzura Sapesach is gonish. Tzura Sapesach is gonish. This is the first ore. If we want to shtel on the sugi ba'oimek, this is the first ore that we have to shtel. The first ore that we have to shtel. Why we need a Tzura Sapesach? And if we need a Tzura Sapesach, what the Tzura Sapesach does? Ari in a sugi Tzura Sapesach is gonish. So, Tzura Sapesach is gonish. This is one ore. The Buskarov, when he stels his ore, he stels a second ore. Rav Simon says you make a tefach soichek. Lovud and a tefach soichek. Altogether it's four. It's mashma and Rav Simon that you need four. Are it can't be that you need four. Aloch Elamish Misina said tefach. Like we saw in the Sugi and Avdalad Amud Beis, Rabbi Yankov holds the Yom Dei Sukkah Tefach, and the Ra'o explained that it's Rabbeinu Peretz, because the Shlish is a Tefach, so Shiru Doifen and Sukkah is a Tefach. So if Shiru Doifen and Sukkah is a Tefach, this is what we see from Rabbi Yankov. So from where Rav Simon came to four, this was Beretzim the Orif and the Briskerov. So Briskerov is two hours. One hour is Rav Simon. What is this for from Rav Simon? I'm explaining. Before that, Keneged HaYoritz says, not such a hour. Maybe this is the way to put it. But Rav Simon said you have to make a lovut with a arba. Roiv doifen. Halocha Mish Mesina is one. And we see in the Sugat of Dalet and Diyum Dim that the Tefach is a Tefach. This is the Shir. So how it became four? One hour. And the second hour is... And that is a big aura. The second aura is, what is the source of Pesach von Rove? Three Lashonos. Why you need it, and if you need it, how it works. So we mentioned that the Briskerov said a Teire. And the Teire from the Briskerov is, the Teire the Briskerov stelled is like this. It's two dinim in Sukkah. One din in a Sukkah is Tfanos. Real tfanos, like we mentioned, Shem Reb Chaim, it can't be from Yisur HaNo, it's a din tfanos. And on that is a halacha shtayim ki ilchosom, two made from Zion, v'shlishis is made from a tefach. And that is real walls, that cannot be made from Gudasik, cannot be made from Tzuras HaPesach, maybe cannot be made even from a lovewood, has to be good walls. Chutz from that halacha, was Nemar in Sukkah three tfanes. And when was Nemar three tfanes, the three tfanes have to be closed, like the place has to be closed in Shabbos. You have to have mechitzas of Shabbos. Sukkah also has to have mechitzas. Chutz from mechitzas, it also needs tfanes. It's two dinim. Mechitzas and tfanes. B'meile, legabi didin tfanes, shtayim ki ilchos ha-shlish es tefach. Legabi de mechitzas... That, and that is Noisev the Sugya. Rav Simon came and he said, for the stime of the fourth wall, you need Roiv Doifen. Rav said, you need a Tzuras HaPesach. So you're right, Tzuras HaPesach in Sukkah is Leimale v'moirit. Lovun in Sukkah is Leimale v'moirit. Aber in Shabbos it's Male v'moirit. And climb it's male v'moirit. B'meile klapi the din stime, klapi the din mechitzin. That you have to close the third side. I could use the Tzuras HaPesach. I could use the lovut. Mashenke klapi the din suke legabe the din doifen. I need a real doifen. I need a doifen that is made from wood. I need a real doifen. So while I need a real doifen, that the tfanis are made from a real doifen. I need a doifen that the tfanis are made from a real doifen. I need shtayim ki ilchosu v'shlish es tefach. Klapi the din to close the place, and that I could use a tzuras ha-pesach. And that I could use a lovut. This is be'etzem the teire from the Briskerov. This is the teire from the Briskerov. So the Briskerov himself be'etzem says that were two dinim that were ne'emar, two dinim were ne'emar in Sukkah. One din that was nemar in Sukkah, tfanes, and the second din that was nemar in Sukkah, mechitza like Shabbos. Legabe the din tfanes is shtayim ki ilchos ha-shlish es tefach. Shtayim ki ilchos ha-shlish es tefach legabe din tfanes. Legabe the mechitza, rove holds, you have to close the whole side, the whole third wall. This is what rove holds. You have to close the whole third wall. You have to hold, close the whole third wall. But let me explain. Then it's from Dakim. I want to explain. The Mele Rove holds. You have to close the whole third wall. So Val Rove holds. You have to close the whole third wall. And if you don't close the whole third wall, you're not Yoytze. The Mele, you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach. Legabi closing, it's good. Legabi Shabbos is good. Legabi climb is good. So the Sukkah is be'etzem murkav from two dinim, from Tfanes and from Mechitzas Azei B'Shabbos. Legabi the Tfanes, I have shtayim ki ilchos ha-shlish es tefach. Legabi the Mechitzas, then I could use the Tzuras HaPesach to close. So in the Halacha Meshim Sinai was said, if it's a din deraisa, it kilu came and said, in the third wall, the doifen you could make from one teifach, but legabe the din mechitza, the Halacha Meshim Sinai didn't check bichlal, it left it that it needs a real stima. As every Shabbos needs shalosh mechitzas, Sukkah also needs a shalosh mechitzas to be going to the place. Just like Halacha Meshim Sinai said that in Tfanes that is nischadish in the Sukkah, there you do shtayim kilchos to shishis tefach. The rest is like Shabbos. We mentioned yesterday in Shir, you could take Isura Anoe and close the rest. Because legabit the din rest, you could use it with a Isura Anoe. Rav Simon said that it's enough. And the din stima, it's enough to have a roif doifen. It's enough to have a roif doifen. The man the omrim that didn't hold from Rav Simoin and didn't hold from the Tzuras HaPesach, what they hold. So we could say two drachim lefi the Buskerov. We could say lefi the Buskerov, they bichlal didn't hold that the Halacha Meshim Sinai split it. The Halacha Meshim Sinai said, shtayim kilchot shetev l'tefach legabei everything. Sai legabi the stime, sai legabi the doifen, you only have to have two in one. You don't have to have more from that. Or you could learn that they learned that avada the ikar aloche shtayim kirchos v'shish is tefach. But you have to have a little bit of stime. And for that they said, keneged ayoitze, keneged rosh toir, to have epes that starts to close the third side. You could learn like this and you could learn like that. But the ikar toir from the biskarov be'etzem, when we go into rove, is that I have one din tfanes, and chutz in the din tfanes, I have another halacha that I have to be makif with mechitzin. I have to be makif with mechitzin. Chutz in the din tfanes, I have to be makif with mechitzin. So about chutz in the din tfanes, I have to be makif with mechitzin. But mean I have to have a tzuras haPesach and lefir of simon a tefach zoichek. And again, Rav. And Rav Kahane that said, "Keneged ayoitze, keneged rosh toir, oy de bichlal didn't hold from the din stime, or they hold that the din stime is enough to start it. Aschole from the stime is enough. Remember, you have to have keneged ayoitze, you have to have keneged rosh toir. Without that, you would not have to have even keneged ayoitze. Without that, you would not even have to have keneged rosh toir." The moshel, I'll be mazur myself. Rav holds keneged ayoitze. If you do not keneged ayoitze, you put it far away, but you do tzuras haPesach. It's good or it's not good? You do lefi Rav, you don't do keneged ayoitze, you put a lot of piece in the end. And then you do tzuras haPesach. It'll be good or not?
Yes.
What? Why, Avada? Again, you're bad kemin gam. Rav said keneged ayoitze. Instead of keneged ayoitzele, you decide to do it like a hay. And you do it tzuras haPesach. Rav will hold that it's good or not. I'll explain. If be'etzem Rav holds shtayim kilchos v'shish is tefach, you could put the tefach where you want. The reason to put it keneged ayoitzele is to start the stime. If you make a real stime, it's the chavada good. The tzuras haPesach is a real stime, it's chavada good. But if we say Rav bichlal doesn't hold from stime, why Rav holds you have to have time kichos hashir atevah? Medina tfanes. And Mishuma, he had a reason in tfanes that he said keneged ayoitze. Kach he is mekabel miraboisov. We can on our own to decide that Rav will agree. Could be yes, could be not. Rav said for a reason keneged ayoitze. Has to be attached. One second. Well, Rav said, you know why Rav said attached? He told you no. So if he didn't tell me, so it has to be attached. Rav said it has to be like this, and he didn't explain himself. So it has to be like this, and you can't play with it.
Why?
I don't know. He didn't say, but you can't change halachas because you think soras. So you can't put it in like a hey, put it soras a pesach. Maybe Rav holds that it's possible. Maybe yes, maybe not. How be scowl that's in such a sukkah? Oh, but if Rav holds shtayim kilchos, and the reason he said keneged ayoitze was for stime, just Rav starts a little bit, a little bit more. Rav Simon says Tefach Seichek. Rav says Tzuras HaPesach. So b'meile, if you do Tzuras HaPesach, avada you good lefi Rav. Avada you good lefi Rav. But if Rav stam said keneged ayoitze and he didn't have a shaykhes to the yisoid of the stime, so ken zayin einach enami, it will be different. Ken zayin. This was the tale from the Briskerov, and what we asked at the Briskerov was four questions. One kasha we asked in the Briskerov. So Lefina Briskerov comes out that in the third wall you need a close, like Shabbos. So if you put a sukkah and sfasagag, you put two walls and shlishes tefach, you don't need a tzuras ha-pesach because you have a good asik. And a good asik works in Shabbos. And why it doesn't work in sukkah? Mechitzas ha-nikores. We said you need time ki ilchos of shlishes tefach from nikores, and the rest, it's a din mechitza. If the rest is a din mechitza, if the rest that you have to have is a din mechitza, so if the rest that you have to have is a din mechitza, and more from that you don't have to have, you just have to have a mechitza. So lechaura, you could have shtayim kilchos, or shlishes afilu tefach besfas agag, and you would say good asik. And we said zu loy shomanu. What? First, as a fiddle scroll, if you're around, we'll get to the Rambam. Lechaura good asik will not help. Will help. Ari gudasik, it's called mechitzas esheinam nikores, but in Shabbos it works, lefideran. So the reason it didn't work in sukkah because you need nikores, if we say lefidu biskerov that only shtayim kilchos of shi stefach needs nikores, the rest is only a mechitzah like Shabbos, like Tzuras HaPesach, so besfas hagag will be enough, shtayim kilchos of shi stefach, and the rest will be begudasik. And we said, loy shomanu, voy, we mentioned yesterday, the Ran says, loy motzonu gudasik besukkah. And lefizeh, motzonu good asik besuke. This was one kasha. Right. Second kasha we asked from the Birkas Avraham. The lechur lefidem, the tzuras ha-pesach does not have to be in the third wall. Are you need shtayim ki ilchos ha-shlish ha-stefach? And chutz from that, you need to close. So I will do shtayim ki ilchos ha-shlish ha-stefach, and the tzuras ha-pesach I will do in the fourth wall. Vezu lo yishamanu, chutz from the Rambam. Aber vezu lo yishamanu. The third aura we asked that the Lishne Metziyoso doesn't make sense. The Lishne Be'etzem, this aura, everyone saw the Biskerov himself, Chaptan himself. The Lefidu Biskerov, for sure you have to have a Tefach. On a Tefach, there's no way that it will work. And Lishne Metziyoso, Lefi Rashi. You're right that the Biskerov says that Lefi Deran, Lishne Metziyoso needs a Tefach. But Lefi Rashi, Lishne Metziyoso doesn't need a Tefach. Lefi the Biskerov, but how it will work? You have to have mechitzas hanikores. Biskerov himself says, yeah. For sure, lishne metziyos needs a tefach. But when medayik yesterday barachov and Rashi, that Rashi holds that lishne metziyos doesn't have to have a tefach. So if lishne metziyos doesn't have to have a tefach, why? Where's the mechitzas? Where's the mechitzas? This was the third aura that we asked on the Biskerov, and the fourth aura that we asked on the Biskerov was. And this is the aura I found in the Tiferes Shmuel B'Shem de Maharshal. He says, how Rava went and checked. Rava went and said, Shtayim ki ilchos v'shlish is tefach, take the tefach, cut it to two and make it tzuras ha-pesach. Maybe take a lulav, cut it to four and use every day a piece. It's a din tefach mechitzas anikores. And chutz of that is a din stime. Who gave Rava permission to take it and to spread it around the wall and to make a half here and a half here? These were the four horas that we asked yesterday at the Biskerov. B'meile, we have to say a ander pshat in the Gemara. Again, back to the question, what is going on in the sugi here? Mitzad echot shtayim kilchos ha-shlish ha-stefach. Rove comes, you need a tzuras ha-pesach. And how you do the tzuras ha-pesach? You take a chatzi tefach mikan, chatzi tefach mikan, you put a stick on top. What is it? Biskerov said two dinim. One din doifen, one din stime, one din Shabbos. We said Biskerov is nisht. So what is the pshat? The answer is one vote. I think even Biskerov is like two dinim very close with four kashas. The vote is as it. Avade and suke, you need mechitzas nikores. Why you need in suke mechitzas nikores? Because in suke you're building a house to live. Shabbos, what are you building? You're building a house to live? Or you're separating where's the street and where's the private house? Lemoshel. You have a highway and then you have houses. Right? Now the houses don't have to be the house that you live. You have the chotzer, you have a garden, you have a porch, but that is private. So the difference of Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah is where is the people's place and where is the private place, right? You have klai. Where is the vegetables? Where is the grapes? The string says till here is one reshus, till there's another reshus. You don't have to have mechitzas. You have a road. You make a line in the street. They know these people go this way, these people go this way. Don't have to make a gate. There's different ways to show how things stop. They have borders of countries. Some people have a fence. Some they have a stick. A mechitza doesn't have different ways how you separate. Although when you build a house, there's a din to build a house. There's a din to build a house. How you build a house? You make walls. Sukkah needs mechitzas nikoros. That you build a house. Walls that are not nikoros do not count in sukkah. For nothing. Not for stime and not for shah. You can't say no. 2.5 walls will be from this din, and the other wall will be from this din. So 2.5 walls are real walls, and the other wall is built from Tzuras HaPesach. Sukkah needs mechitzas nikoros. So b'meila, the whole place needs mechitzas nikoros. You can't count. So we're back to the question. So what the Ravi got up and said, you need a Tzuras HaPesach. But Tzuras HaPesach doesn't count in a sukkah. So how Ravi said that you could use in the sukkah a Tzuras HaPesach? The answer is, when you learn Eruvin, when the Gemara speaks about Tzuras HaPesach, the Lashonis and Masechtas Eruvin are the follows. Oymed mikan, ואימד מכאן וצורס הפסח על גביהם. אימד מכאן ואימד מכאן וצורס הפסח על גביהם. The Gemara says, when צורס הפסח, you know what you have to put on the top? How big has to be the piece on top? You walk in the street, you see the eruv, how big is the string? Mashu. You could take a plastic little string. Like someone asked me today, a mistake question. But a mistake question. He said, how Rav could say you need a Tzuras HaPesach? Rashi says you take the Tefach Mikan, you divide it to two, but it's also a piece of material on top. So if Rashi wants to divide the Tefach, so when you have to slice a little piece for the top. It's Bechlal Nishkin Kasha, because we're speaking about the Shir Doifen. But I don't know more from that. The top is Bechlal not a part of the Shir. He said, Chotzi Tefach, Chotzi Tefach. What would the material, from where we take the piece on top? No, the Konen, the Konen. No, he's asking, you make it Tzuras HaPesach. So you're missing the Shir Tefach. The Teretz is, it's Gomish. The top is only a line in between the two things. But, it's a Shaila. But, Rashi Bekone, Rashi Bekone. But, the Oymet, the two poles on the side in Eruvin, the Gemara has halachas. They have to be that they can fly in the wind. I will explain. Lamashal, a person has a mechitza that is made from material, and the sukkah that flies is not called a mechitza. If the sukkah is made from a material and it flies in the wind, it moves in the wind, it's not called a mechitza. What if a person has a Tzuras HaPesach like that? Two pieces of material, and then he has a piece on top. But everything is moving in the wind. I'm moving to Tzuras HaPesach. Okay, when someone comes, you know, it's Likras Chosin. Zog the Gemara as Posun. As Eivi HaMechitza that moves as Posun, Tzuras HaPesach that moves as Posun. Why? Tzuras HaPesach is Oymed Mikan Veoymed Mikan. Not only that, it has to have a Sorot Fochim. What do we have a mashal? Mechitza, we know a mechitza tluya lo yishmei mechitza, right? If you make the mechitza in the ear, it's not a mechitza. What if you make the Tzuras HaPesach in the ear? The bottom is open. It starts in the ear. Mechitza shteid as posel, right? What? Three tefachim, really. So it's a Pesach also. You can't say, gosh, a person will have a metal pole in the middle of the sukkah, and from that things will go down. Yeah? How it will stand in the ear. And it will make a Tzuras HaPesach. It's not good. The Hainu, Tzuras HaPesach is Be'etzem Tfanis. Oymed Mikan, Ve'oymed Mikan. Now I want to explain. The Shlishi Stefach, we explain, we bought the Loshon Rashi in the next sugya, the Loshon of the Rosh and Daf Daled, the Loshon of the Yerushalmi, She'adoifen Nimshach. That Tefach pulls all over. She'adoifen Nimshach. That Doifen is Nimshach. But it's not, it's Nimshach, but the mice, you can't see it. It's not, it's a Nimshach, but it's not Nimshach. Zogt Rove, I need for this doifen to be nimshach on Pnei Zayin, I need a tzuras haPesach. What? You take the tefach, you make from him a tzuras haPesach. So now, what is tzuras haPesach be'etzem? Oymed mikan ve'oymed mikan. All of that is kind of a wall. When the tefach is nimshach, when I have a tzuras haPesach from the tefach, this is the first lashon of Rave. We said, how I took the tefach and I spoiled him. You didn't take the tefach and you spoiled him. If you learn like the Biskerov, tefach is one aloche, tzuras haPesach is the second aloche. Shmuel is yelling. He says, what Rav did? He has two dinim. He needs to close the place. He has a din mechitza, doifen. He took the doifen, spread it all over to close. Nishtayim, nishtayim. You're right. If the tzuras haPesach is one din Shabbos dik, chutz from that is a din tefach doifen dik, and you take it, you split it to two. Zog the tefach Shmuel. Who told Rava he could do such a thing? But if the halacha l'meishim misin, I said that this tefach is for the whole wall, then Rava could understand if the tefach is for the whole wall. If I spread him around the wall, it's even better.
Why do you need it?
Again, while the place needs to be closed. Zogt Rove, Odetz Alo, the Raizo, the Smor, the Rabbonon, most Rishonim said it's the Rabbonon. Rabbonon said that to have that steamer over the Doifen, I need a Tzuras haPesach. But again, the Yesod in Sukkah is to close the wall with a real wall. Without a wall, it's not called that I'm closing the wall. Those are the Yesod of Rove. And I have to have Mechitzas and Mikoritz. Just I do a Tzuras haPesach from the tefach, and while I do a tzuras haPesach from the tefach, b'meila I'm closing the wall. Lishne basre holds, it's not enough. I need first to make a tefach soichek. Again, to make from the tefach a lovut. And b'meila I have roif doifen close. And then I could make from the other part tzuras haPesach. And then from the other part I could make a tzuras haPesach. What holds the Lishne Metzios of the Rove? So Rashi states that even Tzuras haPesach alone is enough. Ava, the Lishne Metzios doesn't know that good asa could be enough with different shlishes. Fi Rashi, Tzuras haPesach is enough for Lishne Metzios. So I'm asking, a good asa would be enough for Lishne Metzios? Ava, the nisht. Why? Tell us again, good asa is mechitzah she'ena nikores. Tzuras haPesach is a kind of mechitzo anikeres, a very small amount. Again, what is the mocker for Rava that will help? We don't know. But the mile from Tzuras haPesach is that it's made from a doifen. It has a doifen. And be'etzem, these are the words of the Rishonim. The words of the Rishonim are that even the Shabbos Tzuras haPesach if kone kolshu gabi suke ichmiru, that it has to be a tiferet Tzuras haPesach, that b'meile will be more nikores. But now that it's two dinim, Ari lefidu b'skerov is one din of tefach, one din of Tzuras haPesach. Frank the Uchlamer, so when Teis asked the kashim, ma yishno mishabes, he had to answer shekan yesh oy din that you need a tefach, a doifen. Teis doesn't say it. Teis in the Ran said sheichmiru mikol makoy. I will explain you what I mean. That could be lemoshal. If you what we said now, I'll tell you one of kiminech that you will chap what I'm saying. That could be Rav will not be moided to Rove. Rav needs the tefach to be a raven with the real walls. But Rove spread it all over. Ken zayn Rav is nishmaski. Ken zayn yeh, ken zayn nish. Nahainu. Lefine briskerov, two walls kill chosam. The third wall is a tefach, doesn't make a difference where he is. There's another din to make a stime. So now they need to make a steamer. Rav said the best way here. Rav Simon said with the lovewood, Rav really wanted the whole story. But Rav, if someone is asking him to do like Rav, Misvor, it's for sure good. Now we're saying no. The din is that this one goes all over. Rav says, Fakad, you connect to the two, and from there it pulls out. Rabbi says, no, you call it the two and you make it Tzuras HaPesach. Couldn't be Rav, doesn't open that Tzuras HaPesach. Then Rav himself says, maybe you have to have a Tefach Soichek, plus, maybe you could divide it, maybe you cannot divide it. Ken zayn yeh, ken zayn ish. Well, I'm trying to explain, Lefida Briske Rav, the voters was a Tefach, was one din, the Sugi here is handling not the same Tefach, the Hainu. I'll say it in one word, to make it clear. Lefida Briske Rav, the longest of the sugya is Shtaim ki ilchos shlishi tefach. All of the sugya of the Shmaisa is how to close the third wall with the Tzveita din. Not how it's closed from these 2.5 walls. As another din that the place has to be closed and be a Seidah din, even a good Asik would be good. Even Tzuras HaPesach would be good to do the second din. This is the Teiv of Biskerov. Till we ask Ashes. So good Asik will be good. So Lechua, you can make the 2.5 here, the Tzuras HaPesach here. You can do it all different places. It's 2 dinim. I need 3 walls, Shabbos dik, and 2.5 Sukkos dik. Boom, they happen to be together. So I do 2.5 Sukkos dik, and then the other one Shabbos dik. Tzuras HaPesach, good Asik. Do it in 2 different places, we asked. What is the Pshat Lishon Metzios? Now he's saying name. Is one din. Sukkah, you build 3 walls. The third wall has to work for the whole wall. Aber Sukkah's dik. There's no 2 ways to work. It works Sukkah's dik. How it works Sukkah's dik? You schlep it. So Aloch Lomay Shemisina, the Yerushalmi and the Rosh said, you schlep it. Rav Simon came and said, there's ways how to schlep it. Would it Tzuras HaPesach? What? First, it doesn't have to go lefi Rav Simon. It's al der. I say, yes, it's not a kashan Rashi now. And the third Rashi is mashma is going without Rav Simon. Once that the goyin is something else, we'll get to the goyin. There's no goyin the whole sugya. There's no goyin on the whole sugya. We'll get. I don't know if it's the goyin. Someone heard it from the goyin. We'll see. Nishklod that it's a goyin. Pia shmur shtein olten. The goyin was not choysim on it. We'll get in a second to the sagoya sagroya. But we'll get to that goyin. Why it's not musmach tak? In a second we'll explain what was the masu matn and the goyin, if he raised it or not. But in Rashi is stiras. We'll get to that if Rashi was going with Rav Simon or not. But mikol mekoyim, these are the two esbeg. Now, love again to another Zach in the Sugi, and then we'll go back to the Proti. In the Rambam, is a new Shita here. Be'ashkofa Rishoino, when you see the Rambam, it's mashma that the Rambam for sure did not learn our Sugi. You need to say, all of this red doesn't shtim in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Aloche Beis and Gimel, Suke She'ein Lo Sholesh Tfanes Psuloi. Hoyu lo shtei tfanes gmuroi ze bezad ze kemin gam oise doifen sheyesh beroichav yoyser ha-shtei tfochim umaamide bepochiz mishloisho das is tefach shoychek oise doifen sheyesh beroich bo yoyser al tefach tefach shoychek umaamide bepochiz mishloisho samuch leecho mishtei tfanes vedayoi vedayoi vetzorich laso is lo tzuras ha-pesach. Mandy, who is law? Who is law? Some people say law is the wall, some say the sukkah. I don't know if a sukkah is zocher on the cable. Weiss ich nicht, the taste gedusht abeis. Ich weiß nicht, if a sukkah is zocher on the cable. Aber my mom, sure. Zorich lasse is law zur asa Pesach. Mipnei she'ein law sholosh fanes. Dear, the law is already the sukkah. Right? Mipnei she'ein law. So zorich lasse is law. Mistama means the sukkah. What? No? You don't know the sukkah? Say it. Now, will you make the Pesach? Will you make the Pesach? In the third wall or in the fourth wall? Will you make the Pesach? Yeah, he said, will you make the Pesach lefi the Rambam? The third wall or the fourth wall? Why the fourth wall? Maybe the third. Why did this? Why you getting gleich to say the fourth wall? Well, you saw Avraham and Avraham. First, the Rambam. In the Rambam himself, look in the Rambam inside. Look in the Rambam inside. Is a raya in the Rambam where you make the wall? There's one. Is three letters that maybe a shtickle raya. I was madgish it. Maybe it's 4 letters. I don't know if you read the Vav Achibu. Vedayoi. What is Vedayoi? Nish Vedayoi. What is Vedayoi? So now your in is done. The tzorich las is lo. So this is the way I learned to learn a Rambam. Well, why not? Because you're not medayek it. I'm asking you, don't think it's a deal. I'm asking you if you don't think it's a deal. V'dayoy. No, wait. On the biskel. On the biskel. On the biskel. On the biskel. Cholila with the biskel. V'tzorich lasis lo tzuras ha-pesach. Mashma, v'legabi de doifen. That's enough. V'dayoy. V'dayoy. V'tzorich lasis lo. Now, Reb Avrom in Nahar brings down that lefi the Rambam the Tzuras HaPesach has to be in the fourth wall. As I look Reb Avrom in Nahar, and he says some people say in the third wall and they have a mistake. Fakel says the third wall is taken care of and has a tefach. What are you bringing here also a Tzuras HaPesach? That's already taken care of. The fourth wall is not taken care of. Meaning in a normal sukkah, so you have three walls. So the fourth wall maybe is b'meila tzuras ha-pesach, or maybe it doesn't need to be taken care of. As I talk about from now, but here there was 2.5. You need to close the fourth wall. Now, Rav Avraham doesn't explain himself, but Rabbeinu Menoyach, before he shlugs about this pshat, he brings us given as a pshat, and he says like this: Is the meforshi the Ovid of Deifin Shlishi? Obedoifen Revi Yaset Tzuras Pesach Machzi Kol Ruach Ve'avi Kimishi Yeshom Arba Mechitzes. So the pshat is in a regular sukkah, why you don't need it? Only because when you have three, it's already surrounded. Kilu, it's closed. Although, like we said, a revi is Pesach Alemol. But when you have 2.5, you need to close the fourth wall. The Tzuras HaPesach, the way Reb Avrom in Nahar and Rabbeinu Menoyach are learning, is not bichlal to close, to finish the third wall, what this was missing. Reb Avrom in Nahar, the third wall is not missing. It's to close the sukkah. It's for sure a under revolt from the Briskerov. So lefi the Reb Avrom in Nahar and Rabbeinu Menoyach, the Tzuras HaPesach, lefi the Rambam, is in the fourth wall. So lefi Rashi, we said it's dafka in the third wall. Fakel, you finish the wall. Speaking of the last rove. First two roves, Rabbi Avraham Nahar has a different pshat lefi the Rambam bichlal. But we're speaking of the last rove. So the Tzuras HaPesach is in the fourth wall. As I learned, Rabbeinu Menoyach, lefi the Ava Amina and Rabbi Avraham Nahar. In Shuv Asraim, Rabbi Kiva Eger is mitzayin it. It's in the Shulchan Aruch Talman, they have it in the side, in Pesach HaGilian. The Ra'im brings down that lefi the Rambam you could do it where you want, in the third wall or in the fourth wall. Why I'm bringing him down again? Lefi Rashi only the third wall. Lefi Reb Avrom in Nahar only the fourth wall. Here you could do it where you want. Now when you could do it where you want, so it can't be because you have to close the fourth wall. Haray, you could do it in the third wall. It can't be because you have to mashlim the shir doifen because you could do it in the fourth wall. Only b'sev b'skirov, yeah. So, why you need to do it? You know why? The sukkah looks so shvach. So, to give it a shape of a house, when you have a door, it looks like a house. A person makes 2.5 lines. If you make a picture of 2.5 lines with a bit, you ask someone what it is. So maybe a resh, maybe a L, right? Then you make a picture of a door and a window. It's a sukkah, right? When you add a picture of a door, people know it's a house. It's a tzura of a house. Not only that, don't think it's right. We'll see later. Deran, when he said in Mavui, when you have three walls, he says you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach. She'ein Tzuras HaPesach mitzvah b'suke. It's given a tzad that suke needs a Tzuras HaPesach. No, you don't need to have a Tzuras HaPesach. You're not mechuyev to have a Tzuras HaPesach in a suke. Was the tzad that you need to have a Tzuras HaPesach in a suke? Was it said that you need a Tzuras HaPesach and a sukkah? So what the Tzuras HaPesach is coming to do? To give chashivus. The Yad Ephraim says the same thing. In Simet Tov Rish Lamed, the Tzuras HaPesach gives chashivus. So we have now a new pshat in the Rambam Bichlal. Shtaim ki ilchoso, shlish is tefach tefach soichek, and chutz from that, you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach to give chashivus in the sukkah. So we have three Hesberim in the Tzuras HaPesach. The Briskerov, that whole Bis Medrash. The second Bis Medrash is the Rav Avraham min Ha'Avodas HaRambam to close the fourth wall. And now he's saying, L'Ra'im, and the Ephraim and the Shulchan Aruch, they learn Pshat to give a Chashivas to the Sukkah. I think this is Poshet. Is anybody stoys? Abarazei, I want to go to the next step, and I think Ledaiti, it's a Pele Atzuma. If someone could answer this.
How do I learn the first Tosh?
What? It's very Shvel. So I said, Rav Avraham min Ha'Har learns that the Tzuras HaPesach is instead of the Tefach Levidas HaRambam. Rav Avraham min Ha'Har, if you see the Rav Avraham min Ha'Har inside, like how the Rambam learned the first two Shittas in the Gemara, he has a whole different Mahalach Levid HaRambam, how to learn the first two Terutzim in the Gemara. Avadeh, because that needs a hezbah. I want to ask you a shayla. And we learn all of these things. We learn. Now we just have to put them together. Suke asuya kemin mavui. Two walls. Pas arba velovut. Needs a tzuras haPesach or not? Suke asuya kemavui. You have pas arba velovut. You need a tzuras haPesach or not? We saw the Ran, the Ritvo, and all of the Rishonim say you did not need. Why? I have one wall, two walls, second wall. I have three walls. We said I have the Arevon here. I don't have the Arevon. I have two good walls. Azazok, the Rosh and the Ran. But they found one person that said that you need. It was the Rambam. That the Rambam holds that you need. And they asked on the Rambam. And they said, Voskim and Tona, they have the Rambam. And we mentioned it. The Ran mentions it in the end of the Sugya here. The Rosh mentions it. And this is the way they finish the Rishonim, finish the Sugya. They finish the Sugya and they ask, Tzuras HaPesach, you need an Amovui or not? Misvor and not. I have Shtaim Ki Ilchosom, Arba Velovud. Why I will need Tzuras HaPesach? And they said, the Rosh and the Ran. But the Rambam says that you need. So they bring the Rambam. I want to ask you another Shaila. So that machlekes we mentioned. How big? I'm going back to Sukkah Shtaim Ki Ilchoso Veshlish is Tefach. You do Rav Simoin, Lovut, Tefach Seichek. Then Rove hold, you have to do a Tzuras HaPesach. How big is the Tzuras HaPesach that you do? So the Rishonim were Medayik in Rashi Al Pnei Kol HaKoisim. Oh, but the Mishneh Berurah brings down for the Primogodim that it's enough to make three Matfachim, and then you have already a Shiur Doifen. So if you have a Shtaim Kil Choso, a Shlish is Tefach, and then you make a Tzuras HaPesach, how big has to be the Tzuras HaPesach? Till Zion. So this is the way the Mishneh Berurah paskens. Shtaim Kil Choso, Shlish is Tefach, Tefach Soichek, and then you make a Tzuras HaPesach and you mash them till Zion. So as in the Mishneh Berurah and the Halacha, we pass in Lemaise. Shtaim ki ilchoso, shlish is tefach soichek, and then you make a Tzuras HaPesach. These are the Halachas that we learned. Right? Again, so we have Be'etzem, we learned the Val, three Halachas. We learned the Rambam and the Rishonim. The Rambam and the Rishonim learned Tzuras HaPesach is on the same side. The Rambam learns you could do it where you want. Then we learn Machlekes Rambam and Mavu, you have to make a Tzuras HaPesach. The Rishonim hold you don't have to make a Tzuras HaPesach. And now we have another Shaila, how big has to be the Tzuras HaPesach? We pasken la'aloche shtaim ki ilchoso, shlish is tefach, and you make a Tzuras HaPesach till Zion. Till here it's klo. Maskim? And now I'm going to ask you a Shaila. Mitzvah le'yashem. Suke asuyo kemovui. And you have a pas arba and a lovud. I'm going back. You need a Tzuras HaPesach or not? Lefi the Ran and the Rosh, you don't need. And lefi the Rambam, you need. I'm asking you a shayla. Where I will put a Tzuras HaPesach? I already have seven. Suka asuye kemovui. I have a pas arba and a lovud. So I have seven. So why I will need a Tzuras HaPesach? If the Tzuras HaPesach is to get me to seven, I have seven. I have seven. What I need a Tzuras HaPesach for? Ma'on Rambam, a minute. Shtaim ki ilchosoy, Yosef. Shtaim ki ilchosoy, pas arba velovut. Now, you need a Tzuras HaPesach for what? I have 7, 7, and 7. For what do I need a Tzuras HaPesach? Tzuras HaPesach normally is how long? Till 7. I have 7 here. Tefach Soichik. I have Lavut. And a normal Sukkah can mean Gam. How it works. I saw a mistake in one of the pictures that one of the printers printed. One wall, second wall, then you make a Tefach Soichik, and then where's the Tzuras HaPesach? After the Tefach Soichik or from the beginning? What? One wall like this, second wall, then you have a Tefach Soichek, and then you make a Tzuras HaPesach, right? Not from the beginning till the end, Tzuras HaPesach. That has a level. That doesn't need a Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach is from the Tefach Soichek till the end. Till the end. No, but here it's a level, right? No, so, Movui, Pas Arba Velavud. Is there a reason to have a Tzuras HaPesach? Where? I already have 7.
Have it on the back wall.
What?
You have a
7
by 7. You have a
4. I have Movui 7, 7 plus Arba Velavud. Where I need a Tzuras HaPesach now?
If it's
10, more of them 7, I don't need Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach anyway only gives me 7. I have 7. I have already 7. But I have 7. I have 7. So what? But I have 7. I have 7. You're right. The 7 is made from Lovewood. But I have 7. I have 7. I have 7. We'll get to it in a second. The answer is, who said that Movi needs a Tzuras HaPesach? Who is the shita that said that be suka asuya kemovui with pas arba you need a Tzuras HaPesach? Who is that shita? The Rambam. Lefi the Rambam, I do the Tzuras HaPesach on the other side. Lefi the Rambam, the Tzuras HaPesach says every shaky suka put a Tzuras HaPesach. This is a shaky suka because it has a lovut. Aber l'shitaseinu is no mokim for Tzuras HaPesach. L'shitaseinu is no mokim for Tzuras HaPesach. So the Rishonim, when they finish the sugya, they bring the Rambam. You know, the Rambam said, "Mov, we need the Tzuras HaPesach." You don't understand? Aber azay shteit in Rambam. You're right. Because if the Rambam, you will put the Tzuras HaPesach on the other side. This is a shaky sukkah because it's mefulosh with a lavud. So the Tzuras HaPesach will give it the name of a house. L'shitoseinu, the Tzuras HaPesach is briskerovish. That it means it makes 7. It's no point I have 7 here. L'shitoseinu, the Tzuras HaPesach is to get it to 7. Here I have a wall, I have 7. So you write that the Rambam said that Mavui needs a Tzuras HaPesach. L'fi the Rambam, Tzuras HaPesach is something else. L'shitaseinu Tzuras HaPesach is to finish the wall. L'fi the Rambam is to give a name of a sukkah. So l'shitaseinu is no mokim in sukkah asuya kemovui to have a Tzuras HaPesach. Only l'fi the Rambam is a mokim in sukkah asuya kemovui to have a Tzuras HaPesach. What? I didn't say there's no place to put it. There's no need. We need the Tzuras HaPesach. Again, it could be. Again, we're asking a kasha. Why you need a Tzuras HaPesach? I have 7. The answer is the Fidei Rambam Tzuras HaPesach is not to get the 7. L'shitas HaRishonim is no mokim v'tzuras HaPesach and suka asuya kemin mavui. I, the Rambam, said it because the Rambam holds a different shita in Tzuras HaPesach. It's a pele in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch brings down suka asuya kemavui pas arba velovud doesn't need a Tzuras HaPesach. V'yesh oimrim that it needs a Tzuras HaPesach. And what would be the Tzuras HaPesach? Zog the Shulchan Aruch, you put a kone till the other side. He took the Rambam and connected the Rambam Shita to our Chetimtze. Mechateise? Mechateise? Mechateise?
What do Rambam hold that sign?
He doesn't hold that sign. The Rambam learned it's a different wall. The Rambam, we explained, learned it to give it the shame of a dire. The Rambam bichlal didn't learn that it's a musik of Zion. Lefi the Rambam, the sukkah needed a dire. A sukkah needed a door. So besukkah, asuya kemavui, you also need a door. What? I didn't ask where. I'm saying lefi the Rambam, I don't mind to put it in a different wall. But lefi the Rishayim is no need. I have seven. Don't understand the kasha. Lefi the Rishayim, the kasha is, there's no need for tzuras haPesach when I have seven. There's no need. There's no dindira lefi the Rishayim. The Rambam holds you, but we don't pass in the Rambam. The Rishayim learned the tzuras haPesach is different from the Rambam. So they don't have a kasha. The Rishayim have a shaila and Movi needs the tzuras haPesach or not. You're right that the Rambam brings it because he doesn't hold like you anyways. You can't be choishish to das a Rambam. You don't hold with the tzuras haPesach of the Rambam. The Rishayim learning the sugya, the tzuras haPesach from the sugya is to be mashlim the shiur. The tzuras haPesach of the sugya is to be mashlim the shiur. B'meile besukha asuya kemovi is no need to be mashlim the shiur. The Rambam holds the movi you need the tzuras haPesach because the Rambam l'shitos the tzuras haPesach was a din in the sugya. B'meile l'shitas harishayim is no mocking for the Rambam. So b'meile the order is first time. So they're asking a kasha, oh, but the Rambam said it. Say that we don't hold from the Rambam anyways. But the Shulchan Aruch took the Rambam and he was choishish to the Rambam. But he said, but where you will do the Tzuras haPesach, take a stick till the end of the wall. This is the like, it's no one. Nishto has a shit in the world. What? So Nishto has a shit in the world. Lefi the Rambam, it's no din to make a kone from the Pas Arba to connect the other wall. It's a din to make a Tzuras haPesach in the Sukkah. If you want to be choishish to the Rambam in Mavui, and shum baya, make it Tzuras haPesach where you want. It's no mocking to say, and I will be choishish to the Rambam, and now I need to finish the war with the Tzuras haPesach. That Tzuras haPesach that the Shulchan Aruch brings down to connect the wall to the other side, this is not Shitas haRambam. The Rambam needed the Tzuras haPesach in the Sukkah, like the Rambam said in the Halacha before. Now that the Rambam said there's a problem in the Pilush and I need to close the Pilush. And I want to explain more from that. This is the Rishonim explained. The Rambam learned that Rove said Tzuras haPesach goes on both Memres before. It's the same din of Rove. It's not two separate dinim of Rove. Lefi the Rambam, Rove did not say Aloche to connect. He said a Sukkah needs a house. But Mele and Mavui, the Rambam said you also need a house. The Rishonim hold the Tzuras haPesach is to finish the wall. To finish the wall. And Mavui is no need for it. No, you can't be choishish to the Rambam. You could be choishish to the Rambam. To say, Sukkah, Sukkah, Kemovu, you need to make a door. But there's no mocking to be choishish to the Rambam. Sukkah, Sukkah, Kemovu, we put a piece of wood till the end. That, nishtahel, nishtahim. Now, I want to be mamshich, one chelik in the Gemara, and we'll finish the sugya. Hamod Nemaise. Rav Ashi was going, and Ashkechel Rav Kahane, he bumped into Rav Kahane. The Ko'ovi Tefach Soichek. The Ko'ovi Tzuras haPesach, he did both. Omar Lelisova Lemar de Rove Veniteres Nami, you could do one of the two. Omar Leano Ki Idoch Lishten de Rove Svirilei, the Omar Vetzricho Nami Tzuras haPesach. Frek de Velta Kashe. Rav Ashi goes and he sees Rav Kahane. And what Rav Kahane did, Tefach Soichek and Tzuras haPesach. And Vov Amud Beis, the last line of the Gemara state, Rav Kahane says you have to do Roish Tur. Rav Kahane holds you do Roish Tur. You don't do Tefach Soichek. What was happening here? Why Rav Kahane made Tefach Soichek? Why Rav Kahane is the shita that you have to have Roish Tur? He said, you do it like this. So maybe the Goyen because of that. Some say because of that the Goyen was Moichikit. One of the Kabbalah, we don't know why the Goyen was Moichikit. Alt is a Shmue. Alt is a Shmue. I mean, so you know different? Maybe. The Welt says, this is the reason the Goyen was Moichikit. He didn't want it to be. I mean. So what we'll say, that was posher to them, that Rav Simon, even if you say Rosh Tur, Rav said connected a Yoitze, right? Rav Kahane said crooked, and then Rav Simon said you have to do Tefach Soichek. So what he did? He did Rosh Tur, Tefach Soichek. He put the Rosh Tur three tefachim away. This is the way he did it. How you learn? How you learn pshat? What? I'm asking you, Stam. I'm not asking why he asked him. I'm asking myself, Rav Kahane. Ich frage Rav Kahane. Rav Ashi will ask what he wants to ask. I'm asking Rav Kahane, Leshitoscho, what is going on here? I'm asking Rav Kahane. Rav Kahane holds the Pashas, you need Rosh Tur. And what he myself holds? No, it's interesting. The Ramban says it's l'shitosei b'babas. It's the same Rav Kahane. He also hears v'ikne k'nei Rosh Tur. Twice the same shit. He wants to say something like answer the motion was Trey Rav Kahane. Tesis is a lot of time in Shas. Trey Rav Kahane. The Tesis says, you know, the guy with can. That's also one of the rayas. And Behelem, what Yitzi wants to answer, that maybe it was only a kasha. And Kenzan, if you saw Rishonim, that also Keneged Rashtoy means even Keneged Rashtoy. See the Ramban, that is even Keneged Rashtoy. So if the Ramban is also not a kasha. Again, some say that the Goyen was Moichikit. But some say no. The Ainu Rav Ravasi said Keneged Ayotze Keneged Rashtoy, and on that Rav Simon adds Tefach Soichet. But then it'd be very shver. So if he did it Rashtoy Tefach Soichet, so if the Sukkah was a Sukkah Ktana, there's nothing left. Then here this Fasem is his Mamet Shver. He took a Zayin or Zayin and he went, okay, maybe he was sitting in a Sukkah Gdoila. Maybe he was sitting in a Sukkah Gdoila. But I think the emes. What is it? I think the emes. I think that even if you have to do Rosh Tur, or you have to do Keneged Ayotze, if you make Tefach Soichek in Tzuras HaPesach, it's a vada good. Like we said, Afid Briskerov. You don't have to do only Rosh Tur. If you did Tefach Soichek, and you did Tzuras HaPesach, a vada you don't have to be crooked. The only tzad that you have to be crooked is if you're only making a tefach keneged ayoitze. Then Rav says you do keneged ayoitze, and Rav Kahane says you do it crooked. But if you do it lemoshel tefach soichik in tzuras haPesach, moshel afilu b'skerov, you made a stima and the whole doifen, then avada you good. When you didn't make a stima and the whole doifen, then is a shaila how to do it. So again, so the shaila is be'etzem, if Rav Kahane and Rav said keneged ayoitze, and then Rav Simon and Rove are adding on them, mean to say keneged ayoitze, keneged Rosh Tur, but do it tefach soichek, do it with the tzuras haPesach, and Rav Simon is a sofer in both of the shittas. I know that keneged ayoitze Rosh Tur, but you have to pull it. This is one way. And another way to say that when Rav Simon said tefach soichek, bichlal mona mosai. If you do it, you have a good. It's pashut like that. You have to close the place. If you close the place much more, avada is good. So tomorrow, we should go back.